What up, what up, what up, what up again? This is A Boogie hanging out with
H Dan.
Yeah, in the house. Well, there were the only ones in the house tonight. Everybody went out. It's
Saturday night
at 11:34 p.m. Make a wish, everybody. No, you don't. We don't make wishes. 11:34.
Is it 11:11?
It's 11:11. Okay. Yeah. They're all confused. I thought it was just any time between 11 and 12. You be making a wish.
No, 11:11. Make a wish.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I feel you. So, how was the day?
Day was good. Day was productive.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Got my hair did.
Yeah, it looks good. I seen it coming. It looks actually pretty dang fabulous. So it was
thank you.
Who's this hot little mamacita?
Did it myself.
Oh, her. That save your man some money. Your man must be lucky to have a money.
Because 1406 with tax.
Oh, 1406. Okay. Okay. Man, I got to get some tips from you. So after the, you know, you hung out, got your hair done. What did you have on the day's agenda?
Oh, I worked for my honey. Working for my honey.
What does he do again?
He owns a family photography business.
Okay. So.
Taking pictures and stuff.
Oh, works. So you're a photographer too? Mm-hmm. You're a photographer?
Yes.
Okay. I like that.
I like to take pictures. That's for sure.
Okay. So we got a special guest in the house. Let's head over this way. Mm-hmm. Let's see what we got going. And we got the dude. Say what up?
Say Maddie bro.
What's up?
Maddie bro.
What happened? It's an iPod. It's our podcast, buddy.
You're not on camera,
buddy.
So,
You eat the carrot. Silly wabbit.
This guy gets the most sleep and eats the most nutritious in this room. Now, that's not saying much in particular, but he's got the vegetables. He's got the special design place to sleep.
Man, I love your laugh.
You live in large over here.
You got the penthouse suite over here. On the divide.
Yeah, he's got the divide. Meet me on the divide. On the other side of the divide. He's got little figurines too. Did this come with the carrots or what's going on? So is this how you get all the carrots, huh?
It's the McDonald's.
That's some
McDonald's. Peter Rabbit.
Peter Rabbit, okay.
Comes in a happy.
Okay, we back from our break. just interviewing with Matt going on there. It looks like he's out for the count. He had a long day at work today. He went in there. How many? Did we check the numbers on that real quick? How many did Matt do today, babe?
I think he did
8. Did 8?
No, okay. Ten.
Did 10. Wow.
10.
Man's coming up right there. Must be reading books, getting some good rest. That's, you know,
count it out.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And that's 10. We like to give that. We call that the tree shout out salute to my man, Matt. For writing 10 on a Saturday. Maddie, bro. What we call Maddie?
Bruh.
Yeah. So he's the all-star of the week. He is our weekend warrior so far. He's coming a long way. So I'd like to give out another shout out to Aldo and him taking his white girl out to a Mexican club tonight. He's bringing sour cream to a guacamole party. I don't know how that's going to work out. What you think? It's dope.
Girl knows how to get down. So, she's going to be just fine.
Oh, okay. Just fine. Well, I think we only got I don't know how long these podcasts last, though. Let's see. That's weird. Okay, so back at it again. I got H Dub.
What up?
What is it that you're doing right now? I think that you're...
I am manscaping.
I'm asking around my nipple area. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty already skates. Goodness.
Mm-hmm.
So, how long have you been into actually fucking?
Oh man, like years, like 10 years or more.
Okay.
That would make me 18, so no, before that. It's been a minute. It's been since I was like probably 14 or 15.
Okay, you can really into detail with that, thank you for the information. You know,
I take it very seriously.
Right, you do. It's like an art form. I see what you're doing. It kind of hurts me, but I'm not letting you know when it hurts. Yeah. So do you
no
like
no pain, no gain, baby?
How do you know which one you go for? Do you go for like? Do you go the first one you see, the color, the size?
Nope.
What is it?
I just go for it.
Okay, so anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So come one, come all?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
No, not necessarily. Not always.
Okay.
In some circumstances,
sometimes there's nobody coming, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I do know what you're saying.
Yeah.
If anybody knows what you're saying, I know what you're saying.
I know. You know what I know. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, dig.
Yo, dig. So it's at 2:26 right now. We're just hanging out, I think, the roomies. We kind of got a duplex thing going on right now, so it's a room split with an invisible wall.
The divide.
The divide. You could actually hear our neighbor snoring. That's how invisible the wall is. Sound. It's not soundproof. It's a come on in sound, and it is a wall. We like to consider it. That's just invisible. It doesn't exist. But we got Maddie over there sleeping. It's 2:27, the sleeping hour. They get some good rest. Have you ever just watched them rest?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Like it's
Mount Pelamore.
It's amazing. I mean, I don't know if you
all met. Up in them sheets.
Oh, in them sheets is a room anywhere for some Maddie in them sheets.
There's a polar bear laying in them sheets.
Is there a polar bear in the sheets for me? I was actually watching them the other day, and I did not know that it is such an art form, because like all these years, the way he does it, it's like perfection.
How long have you known Maddie, baby?
I've known him for 10 years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've known the cat for like 10 years. It's a long time running. I mean, it wasn't the last like couple years that he'd been sleeping, you know, because he
so soundly.
Yeah, right next to me. So
rubbing it in and shit.
Yeah, it's I used to actually had a blanket the previous trip, so I don't know. Did you ever see this blanket?
Yeah, it's got a wolf on it.
Yeah. Oh.
He howling down the moon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, makes sense. Okay. Mm-hmm.
He howling down the moon.
Because it's the moon over him at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, full one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got a quick break. So we're going to get back at ya. So, next topic. We're going to be talking about... you know, boyfriends and girlfriends, and what is a boyfriend, what is a girlfriend? Oh, yeah, it's going to be a good one, so we'll see you guys in a minute, guys.
Hopefully there ain't a bite.
I just want to say I love what you guys are doing with the show. I think that you guys are great. You guys are a tremendous couple, and keep up the good work. We love hearing you over here in Kennewick, Washington. Oh my goodness, you guys are crazy. I love having you guys. You make my day. Okay, so me and H-Dub here, we're having a little conversation. I see she's looking at her hair, asking, you know, is it longer, is it shorter? I mean, what exactly are you women asking when you're asking this question there? Like, did it grow overnight? What are you?
No. I don't know, since you saw me last, six months ago?
Oh, 6 months ago. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now, just by nature.
Well, not overnight.
Did you get a haircut?
Hello.
Did you get a haircut?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so then boom, it's going to be longer than six months ago.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it only makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So.
It's down in my butt crack now, though. I think that's a little bit longer than last.
That's just hair from your butt crack.
No, it's not. Mm-hmm. It's tickling while it's washing.
While it's washing?
Tickling the crack.
What is it? Was it French now?
Le crack. It's tickling the crack.
Yeah.
Le crack.
You know, it's only been 6 minutes since we made the last podcast. Let me give you the update of what's going on. Maddie, what's Maddie doing right now?
Oh, sawing logs with the sheets up pretty much over his head and like 10 pillows around him.
Oh.
So that's why we call him Mount Pillowmore.
Oh, okay. Sawing logs, what does that mean? Like,
peeling paint, friggin' just snoring so loud nobody can sleep. Nobody else can sleep in the room with him.
I like it.
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wait.
It's a damn nightmare.
It is a nightmare. I actually just saw him got up. I mean, so far this night, he's gotten up twice.
For fourth meal.
What did he get? Yeah. Well, he's on four-fifths.
A burrito, a couple carrots.
Oh, yeah.
Then he left like a quarter of a carrot on the counter. I'm all, what's this? Saving it for later?
He had his burrito. And then he opened it and then heated it up. And then, you know, I was talking for a little bit while he was doing that, just kind of, you know, I mean, I don't know what to do. So I just try to like investigate him. Have you ever done that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so and then.
Put him on spot.
and then he had the burrito. First took the first bite of the burrito and like shook his head, like he's all. Like, I don't know what he's shaking his head. You know how he does that, like, I'm mad, you know, whatever.
I'm irritated.
Yeah, and then he threw the rest of the burrito away. Like, you act like people don't, you know.
He's like, disturbing the peace. Can I eat my burrito in peace?
People don't, you know, live here. He'd just be throwing shit away. He didn't buy them, though, so it's not like a big deal.
He didn't buy them, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. I got investigated for eating some of his chips one time, you know. He's like, hey, get your hand on my chips. Back up on my chips, homie. What about you? Have you ever had a funny Matt story?
Funny Matt story. Oh, man. It'll take me a minute to think of one, but I know I've had several. Oh, yeah. Rolling around his... I don't know what year it was. Toyota 4Runner and listening to Rick Rouse.
He is
just the biggest bass.
No.
Just rolling in it.
Oh, yeah.
Got bands on bands.
Bands on. Stopping at the red light. Ooh.
With a Four Loko in hand, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Watermelon yum yum.
I think Rick Rouse would be a little bit upset. Like, you know, he would be like, homie, you know, you better give me.
You better get in there and get some more cards.
you better go sell some more cards. Yeah. He's going to have to be.
You put my name to shame.
He was singing the Fergie song, you know, the Glamorous, where she said, if you ain't got your money, take your broke ass home. You better, that's where I'm headed. But first, to the liquor store. Oh, man.
You too.
We're about to break time. So, next topic, we got some good stuff going. What are we talking about next segment after commercial?
I don't know. You just said something about boyfriend, girlfriend, but maybe we shouldn't go there.
Dun, dun, dun.
To be continued.
Okay, so everybody, we are back to the show. Okay, so me and H-Dub here. We're having a little conversation. I see she's looking at her hair, asking, you know, is it longer, is it shorter? I mean, what exactly are you women asking when you're asking this question there? Like, did it grow overnight? What are you?
No. I don't know, since you saw me last, 6 months ago?
Oh, 6 months ago. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now, just by nature.
Well, come on, not overnight.
Did you get a haircut?
Hello?
Did you get a haircut?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so then boom, it's going to be longer than six months ago. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, it only makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So.
It's down in my butt crack now, though. I think that's a little bit longer than last.
That's just hair from your butt crack.
No, it's not. Mm-hmm. It's tickling while it's washing.
Tickling while it's washing?
Tickling the crack.
What is it? Was it French now? Le crack?
Le crack.
Le crack.
It's tickling the crack.
Yeah.
Le crack.
And it's only been 6 minutes since we made the last podcast. Let me give you the update of what's going on. Maddie, what's Maddie doing right now?
Oh, sawing logs with the sheets up pretty much over his head and like 10 pillows around him.
Oh.
So that's why we call him Mount Pillowmore.
Oh, okay. Sawing logs, what does that mean? Like,
peeling paint, friggin' just snoring so loud nobody can sleep. Nobody else can sleep in the room with him.
I like it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
wait. It's a damn nightmare.
It is a nightmare. I actually just saw him got up. I mean, so far this night, he's gotten up twice.
For fourth meal.
What did he get? Yeah, well, he's like he's on 4/5.
A burrito, a couple carrots.
Oh yeah.
Then he left like a quarter of a carrot on the counter. I'm all, what's this? Saving it for later.
He had his burrito. And then he opened it and then heated it up. And then, you know, I was talking for a little bit while he was doing that, just kind of, you know, I mean, I don't know what to do. So I just try to like investigate. Have you ever done that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so and then.
Put him on spot.
and then he had the burrito. Took the first bite of the burrito and like shook his head, like he's all. Like, I don't know what he's shaking his head. You know how he does that, like, I'm mad, you know, whatever.
I'm irritated.
Yeah, and then he threw the rest of the burrito away. Like, you act like people don't, you know.
He's like, disturbing the peace. Can I eat my burrito in peace?
People don't, you know, live here. He'd just be throwing shit away. He didn't buy them, though, so it's not like a big deal.
He didn't buy them, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. I got investigated for eating some of his chips one time, you know. He's like, hey, get your hand on my chips. Back up on my chips, homie. What about you? Have you ever had a funny Matt story?
Funny Matt story. Oh, man. It'll take me a minute to think of one, but I know I've had several. Oh, yeah. Rolling around his... I don't know what year it was. Toyota 4Runner and listening to Rick Rouse.
He is
just the biggest bass.
No.
Just rolling in it.
Oh, yeah.
Got bands on bands.
Random. Stopping at the red light. Ooh.
With a 4 Loko in hand, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Watermelon yum yum.
I think Rick Rouse would be a little bit upset. Like, you know, he would be like, homie, you know, you better give me.
You better get in there and get some more cards.
you better go sell some
more cards.
Yeah. He's going to have to be.
You put my name to shame.
He was singing the Fergie song, you know, the Glamorous, where she said, if you ain't got your money, take your broke ass home. You better, that's where I'm headed. But first, to the liquor store. Oh, man.
You too.
We're about to break time. So, next topic, we got some good stuff going. What are we talking about next segment after commercial?
I don't know. You just said something about boyfriend, girlfriend, but maybe we shouldn't go there.
Dun, dun, dun.
To be continued.
And we're back. Hope you guys are enjoying the show. Ha ha. Okay, so back at it again. I got H-Dub.
What up?
What is it that you're doing right now? I think that you're...
I am manscaping.
I'm asking around my nipple area. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty dirty skates. Goodness.
Mm-hmm.
So, how long have you been into actually fucking?
Oh, man. Like, years? Like, 10 years or more?
Okay.
That would make me 18, so no, before that. It's been a minute. It's been since I was, like, probably 14 or 15.
Okay, you can really into detail with that, thank you for the information. You know,
I take it very seriously.
Right, you do. It's like an art form. I see what you're doing. It kind of hurts me, but I'm not letting you know when it hurts. Yeah. So do you
no
like?
No pain, no gain, baby.
How do you know which one you go for? Do you go for like? Do you go the first one you see, the color, the size?
Nope.
What is it?
I just go for it.
Okay, so anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So come one, come all?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
No, not necessarily. Not always.
Okay. You're
in some circumstances.
Sometimes ain't nobody coming, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. I do know what you're saying.
Yeah.
If anybody knows what you're saying, I know what you're saying.
I know. You know what I know. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, dig.
Yo, dig. So it's at 2:26 right now. We're just hanging out, I think, the roomies. We kind of got a duplex thing going on right now, so it's a room split with an invisible wall.
The divide.
The divide. You could actually hear our neighbor snoring. That's how invisible the wall is. Sound. It's not soundproof. It's a come on in sound, and it is a wall. We like to consider it. That's just invisible. It doesn't exist. But we got Maddie over there sleeping. It's 2:27, the sleeping hour. They get some good rest. Have you ever just watched them rest?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Like it's
Mount Pelamore.
It's amazing. I mean, I don't know if you
all met. Up in them sheets.
In them sheets is a room anywhere for Maddie in them sheets.
There's a polar bear laying in them sheets.
Is there a polar bear in the sheets for me? I was actually watching them the other day, and I did not know that it is such an art form, because like all these years, the way he does it, it's like perfection.
How long have you known Maddie, baby?
I've known him for 10 years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know the cat for like 10 years. It's a long time running. I mean, it was the last like couple years that he'd been sleeping, you know, because he
so soundly.
Yeah, right next to me. So
rubbing it in and shit.
Yeah, it's I used to actually had a blanket the previous trip, so I don't know. Did you ever see this blanket?
Yeah, it's got a wolf on it.
Yeah. Oh.
He howling down the moon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, makes sense. Okay.
Mm-hmm. He howling down
the moon. The moon over him at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, full one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got a quick break, so we're going to get back at ya. So, next topic, we're going to be talking about... you know, boyfriends and girlfriends, and what is a boyfriend, what is a girlfriend? Oh, yeah, it's going to be a good one, so we'll see you guys in a minute, guys.
Hopefully there ain't a bite.
I just want to say I love what you guys do with the show. I think that you guys are great. You guys are a tremendous couple, and keep up the good work. We love hearing you over here in Kennewick, Washington. Oh, we back, and we out here.